Who cares? This is Carson's Quit, reporting live from Virginia Beach. This is the Carson's Quit Show. Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, the podcast app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Overcast. This is Carson's Quit. Let me start off with saying this. You know, the NFL, you know, I still don't see Buffalo, well, as a great team. I mean, they're a great team. I don't see them as a playoff team. Let's look at the Bills real quick. Great team. Couple weaknesses. The AFC is so dang close. Oakland, Tennessee, Pittsburgh, that it's getting to the point where if you lose and one of those teams win, you fall behind the eighth ball. Buffalo lost. Pittsburgh won. Tennessee won. Buffalo, are they falling behind the eighth ball? I'm not saying Buffalo's not going to make the playoffs. I'm just saying I'm not as high on Buffalo as everybody else is. I'm not as high on the Bills. Look at the upcoming schedule. Pittsburgh. New England. Then the Jets. One, maybe two more wins. Pittsburgh's looking good. It's not going to be a walk in the... That's not going to be a easy game for Buffalo. New England's certainly not going to be an easy game. So, okay. Tennessee, Houston, New Orleans, Houston. I think it's becoming clear that Buffalo might get the sixth seed. Pittsburgh is probably going to get the fifth seed, in my opinion. I'm not as high on a few teams in the AFC and NFC. That's all. And here, I'll tell you the teams I'm not as high on as most people. In the AFC, I'm not as high on Buffalo. I think they're a good team. Playoff, maybe, yes. Best team in years, yes. Best team, I guess, for them in years, yes. I'm just not too high on Buffalo. I'm not too high on in the NFC. I'm not too high on the Cowboys. Never was. When they went into the season, I thought, oh, well, you know, this team, very drama. Very drama. Zeke holding out. The owner, right from the beginning, the coach was in the Reds' hot seat. Right from the beginning, Dallas, in the offseason, Dallas had drama. I wasn't too high on Dallas. I'm not too high on Houston right now. 8-5. If Tennessee wins, Tennessee takes over the division. This is another thing you got to think of. Okay, well, let's see. Let's say Tennessee wins. Well, Houston's now a wild card. Houston, 8-5. Buffalo's 9-5. I mean, Houston might not even be in the playoffs. Think about that. Tennessee might win the division and go in as a divisional team. And Houston kind of falls behind the eighth ball. That's very possible. Because even if Pittsburgh does win, Buffalo still has more wins than Houston. So Houston might be in the hunt after this week. So I'm not too high on Houston. I'm not too high on Kansas City. Welcome back to the Carson's Quit Show. Let me move on to this. As we know, we saw Buffalo beat Pittsburgh. Now, I was reading on a few scenarios on the ESPN. There's a few articles you can read. Basically, this is the easiest way for Pittsburgh to get in. It's very complicated. Pittsburgh has to win against the Jets. Has to win. It's a must win. Tennessee can win this week. That's not going to do any harm to Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh has a better conference record than Tennessee. And Tennessee's playing an NFC team. And Tennessee and Pittsburgh are both in the AFC conference. So Tennessee can win. That's not going to be an issue. Next week, Pittsburgh can win. They can lose. No matter what, Tennessee has to lose. Tennessee has to lose to Houston. And let me tell you, it's very possible that Tennessee could lose out. It's very possible because they play New Orleans this week, Houston next week, and if Houston doesn't beat Tampa Bay, we're talking about Tennessee maybe passing Houston up. And that's possible too. All right, well, more on this coming up on the Carson's Court Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.